Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the international hit show, The Baby Names Podcast. And here are your hosts, the Moss Sisters.
I'm Jennifer Moss.
And I'm Mallory Moss.
And we're the founders of BabyNames.com.
And we're sisters too.
We are. Our first segment is always interesting names we found since the last episode. And in some kind of credits, of course, I saw the name Aucoin, A-U-C-O-I-N. It's French. Now, our database of surnames, which are last names, is getting pretty extensive. And I just added Aucoin. It's a habitational surname, which means it is a person or family who lives near a place. It describes the place. And in this case, Aucoin means on the corner. So the person or family would live on the corner of a block or a village. I think it would make a cool first name, too, since that's still pretty trendy, using surnames as first names.
It's definitely trendy right now to use surnames as first names, but I'm not so sure about Aucoin, as I think it can be difficult to pronounce for Americans because the word coin is in it.
Well, that's true.
So I think people are going to say, oi, coin.
Oi, coin!
Of course, not all of our listeners are from the U.S., so it could be more catchy in other parts of the world.
Okay, and what's your name?
Well, this week, I picked Zelda.
Why Zelda?
Well, the reason I picked Zelda was because that is what I named my new car.
Ooh.
She is female, and she's not a German car, although Zelda's a German name. She's an American car, and it's a Lincoln. So this was my thinking for any of you video game dorks out there just like me. Lincoln, or Link, was a character in Legend of Zelda, and Zelda was the female, and I want my car to be female. And then what it means is strong woman.
Cool.
Which I really love.
Let's hope your car is stronger than the last one.
Yes. But my last one is up for being donated to people who are needing cars, and it's so exciting. Someone took it and fixed it, and now it is ready for giveaway.
Cool.
To people who need it in Arizona.
Good recycling.
Yeah.
So our name topic of this episode is Italian names. When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
Amore, Italian names, I'll tell you that much. Now, the Italian language is one of the Romance languages and is actually the closest to its ancestor Latin from the Roman Empire. It's the second most widely spoken native language in the EU, with 67 million native speakers. So that's 15% of the EU population. Like here in the US, there are many Italian dialects, including Tuscan, Neapolitan, Sicilian, Venetian, Ligurian, Sardinian, and Apulian.
Ooh, I've never heard of Apulian.
Yeah.
Most Italian names end in a vowel, like the Italian vocabulary. But contrary to popular belief, not every name that ends in A is female, or O, male. Look at Andrea Bocelli, world's most famous tenor. Andrea is a male name in Italian, although it's a female name in almost every other language.
Yep, and Italian names are becoming popular lately for babies born here in the U.S. And when we reviewed the Social Security's list for 2020, It's obvious to us that it's becoming a new trend.
So first we're going to review these Italian names popping up for U.S. babies. Then we're going to review the top 10 names in Italy. And then we're going to predict some up-and-coming Italian names that aren't too popular and would make beautiful names for 2022 babies.
I'll go first with the girls. Isabella has been popular for quite a while, catapulted by Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's daughter, Isabella Cruise. Now, she's a year older than Miranda, so she'll be turning 29 in December. Wow, and that's still number 7 on the girls' side for 2020. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Mia is number 8. As the Italian word, this means mine or refers to the phrase my beloved. But here in the States, it's often used as a nickname to Amelia. Now, here's one of my faves, Gianna, G-I-A-N-N-A. That's in at number 12 on the U.S. charts. Now, that's the Italian version of Joanne or the feminized form of John. And then number 14 is Luna, L-U-N-A. And I think we've said enough about this name. Okay.
What?
Sophia is number 17, the Latinized version of the Hebrew name, meaning wisdom. And that's Sophia with an F. And my friend Lynette has a daughter named Sophia with an F. Then there's Mila or Mila, M-I-L-A, number 20. In Italian, it's the shortening of milagro, which means miracle.
Oh, that's a great definition and a beautiful name.
Yeah, like Mila
Kunis.
Yeah, actress. Then there's Aria, A-R-I-A. We've talked a lot about this name. In at number 26 for that spelling. And that's an Italian musical term meaning a solo song and is used in many an opera. Then there's Emilia with an E. That's the feminized form of Emile or Emilio, meaning to strive or excel or rival. And of course, made popular by actress Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones fame. Then there's Stella.
Stella!
I bet nobody gets that reference. It's quite an old reference. Streetcar Named Desire is what that's from the film and the stage play.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah, Marlon Brando. Stella. Number 42 on the charts, which basically means star or of the stars, I think is a great alternative to the L name. Okay, then there's Eliana, E-L-I-A-N-A, which is number 53, which is from the Hebrew, meaning God has answered. Love that name. And you can call her Leah, L-I-A, or Liana. Then there's Bella, number 64, usually used as a nickname, meaning beautiful, but also a short form of Isabella, which in itself is a medieval Latin form of the name Elizabeth. I don't think a lot of people know that.
No. I was just going to say, my question for you, Jennifer, is Bella going up or down since Twilight? It shot up for the longest time.
Right. I don't know on the U.S. charts, but on our charts, which tend to predict the trends, you can go and see whether it's up or down by looking at the arrows. If there's just a dash, it means that it's staying in the same spot. If there's an up arrow, it means it went up from the last year. If there's a down arrow, it means it went down from the last year. And if those arrows are red, that means it went up or down over 10 spots. So go look at babynames.com.
I am. Go ahead.
Okay. Then there's Valentina, one of my favorite names, at number 73. Actually comes from the root val, as in valiant, meaning strength and health. Gabriella, number 77, meaning God is my strength. Natalia, number 84, born on Christmas Day and refers to the birth of Christ. And then I had to skip ahead a little down into the 100s because I like this name, Valeria, V-A-L-E-R-I-A, which is sitting at number 150, which means strength or valor. It has that same V-A-L root. Why don't you take the boys, Mal?
I will, but first I'm going to tell you what I've discovered on babynames.com.
Okay.
And that is the U.S. popularity of the name Bella shot up in 2000. By 2009, it hit the top 100, stayed in the top 100. It has not left the top 100. There's a bit of a downtrend, but I don't see much happening there.
Well, as we said in our Names from Twilight episode, they're sticking, you know, because all the preteens and teens that were enamored with Twilight back, you know, 10, 15 years ago are now of childbearing age.
Exactly. Bella is currently number 77 on the baby names popularity charts, and it is number 64 in U.S. birth charts from the Social Security Agency.
So I would venture to guess that it's going down.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. All right. For boys, we have Mateo. I love that name, which is number 20. It's a form of Matthew and means gift of God. There's Leo, number 36, and one of my favorites, because I am a Leo, which means lion-like. Luca is number 67. It means light bearer. Now, not really an Italian name, but Roman is at 77. Jennifer, why do you think Roman is not an Italian name?
It's a word. And a surname, Romano, means from Rome. But Roman is not really a name in Italy, but it's a name in the U.S. And it refers to a person from Rome.
Okay. Well, that's very good to know, because I think a lot of people do use the name Roman. I even know a Roman.
Which, by the way, Succession started again. And there's a Roman. I think I mentioned that before. Played by Kieran Culkin. And he's just such an imp.
Leonardo is number 86. Brave as a lion. Mm-hmm. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, of course.
Or Da Vinci. But I think DiCaprio has made the name popular for sure.
Yes, definitely. There's Milo, number 134, which means soldier. And of course, there's Milo Ventimiglia.
From This Is Us. Yeah, I think he really popularized the name Milo, because once This Is Us started airing and everybody loved it, then that name started hitting the charts. Of course, he plays the beloved Jack, the father.
Okay. There's Lorenzo, number 152. It is like laurel or wreath, Italian and Spanish form of Laurentius, which means from an ancient city of a Laurentum.
Yep.
Enzo, love it, number 173. It's on our Facebook group. We posted a baby girl named Enzo Elodie. Our members said they'd heard of Enza for a girl, short for Vincenza.
Mm-hmm.
Emiliano, number 175, rival. I don't know if I would want to name my baby Rival, but I do like the name Emiliano. Antonio, number 180. And all Anthony-based names have an unknown meaning.
That's true.
That's
weird.
It
can't be traced back to anything. Maybe they just loved the sound of the name.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so if you missed the Baby Names from Around the World episode, here's a recap of the top names in Italy from last year. Number one, Leonardo and Sophia with an F.
Number two, Francesca or Julia.
Julia spelled G-I-U-L-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Alessandro and Aurora.
Number four, Lorenzo and Alice, maybe Alice.
Five, Mattia and Ginevra, G-I-N-E-V-R-A, which is an Italian form of my name.
Goofus McGeefus?
Shut up.
All right. Number six, Andrea and Emma. Interesting, Emma.
Yeah. Number seven, Gabrielle, for boy, and Georgia, G-I-O-R-G-I-A.
Ooh, I like that spelling of Georgia.
But it'd be Georgia.
Yeah.
It'd be pronounced Georgia, because G-I is just J.
Number eight is Ricardo, and Greta for a girl.
And Greta as in Thunberg.
Yes.
Tommaso is number nine, and Beatrice.
And 10, Eduardo, or Anna.
Now, our favorite onomast, Dr. Cleveland Kent Evans, says, some names for boys which have recently been popular in Italy, which Americans might not be familiar with, include Elia, E-L-I-A, Enea, E-N-E-A, Flavio, Damiano, Brando, as in Brando, Zeno, Z-E-N-O, Mirko, M-I-R-K-O, and Cosimo for boys. And for girls, Ludovica, Azura, A-Z-Z-U-R-A, Ambra, that's beautiful, A-M-B-R-A, Sveva, S-V-E-V-A, that sounds like Slavic. Yeah, Sveva. Sole, S-O-L-E, but sounds like that means alone. Elettra, which is their version of Electra, E-L-E-T-T-R-A.
Pretty.
And Olympia, with an I, O-L-I-M-P-I-A. Of course, Liam, Noah, Dylan, Chloe, Zoe, Nora, Maya, and Luna are all now fairly common for Italian babies, showing that Italians are being influenced by some of the same international trends that they see in other countries.
That's very interesting. And I'm telling you, Liam is taking over the world.
I know. What is with Liam? But, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a form of William. It's an old-fashioned name. It's beautifully Celtic, easy to spell and easy to pronounce. So there you go.
There you go. My question, Jennifer, is you said Zoe, but I've seen it said Zoe. Which is the correct pronunciation?
It's either or. I usually say Zoe if I see the dots over the E.
Okay.
Because that usually means that you pronounce it as A or E, Zoe.
Okay. And now some Italian names showing up on our users' favorite name list that we think might trend in 2022. For boys, we have Giovanni, Maximiliano, Raffaello, Nico, I like that, Lorenzo, Emilio, Nero, which I think would be a terrible name for a baby. Because he played the violin while he burned down Rome.
Well, it's an ancient surname from Italy.
All right.
Go ahead.
Angelo, Francesco, Vincenzo, Marco, Cosmo, Valentino, Seneca, an ancient Roman, Aurello, Rocco.
Aurelio.
Oh, I didn't see the I. Aurelio. Rocco, Adelio, Alessandro, Carlo, and Orlando.
I like Orlando. Now, Seneca is a Hunger Games name, too. Mm. So I wonder if that's why that's becoming popular. Now, for girls, we see these trending names. Lucia or Lucia. Octavia, which is ancient Roman, meaning eighth, of course. Astra or Astra. Lola. Nova. Allegra, even though that's a pharmaceutical. Leona. Ariella. Gia. Chiara. Angelina. Serafina. Francesca. Leah. Violetta. Luciana. Zola, which is from a surname. Minerva, who was the Roman goddess of war and wisdom. Marcella, Camellia, Giada, or Giada, G-I-A-D-A, which means jade. Contessa, Giuliana, Astrea, Fiora, Eulalia, and Oriana. Beautiful, beautiful names.
They are. And speaking of Marcella, did you ever watch that Netflix show? Is it British or is it French? I can't imagine. It's a detective show and it's amazing. Ooh. And you would love it. Ooh. So write it down.
I would if it's a detective show.
Female detective. Ooh. Tough, just like you.
And it's called what?
It's Marcella.
It's called Marcella? Okay. I'll check it out. We are not being paid by Netflix.
No, we aren't. No, we aren't. No, we aren't. But if they want to pay us, they can.
They can. You can PayPal me.
If you like to name your children after celebs, here are some famous Italian celebrity names. Giorgio Armani, mentioned in our Names from Fashion episode. Roberto Benigni, actor. Alberto Tomba, ooh, he was handsome.
Skier. He was?
Oh, I don't know if he's dead, and I don't know if he's ugly, but back in the day, he was gorgeous. Look it up. He was a very great-looking
man. Was mean. Okay, go ahead.
I haven't seen him lately. Maybe he's just as handsome.
He hasn't come to my neighborhood. How do I know?
Leonardo da Vinci, author and inventor.
Giuseppe Verdi, composer. Lady Gaga, a.k.a. Stephanie Germanotta. Madonna Ciccone. Alyssa Milano.
Martin Scorsese, and pretty much every actor in his movies, Robert De Niro, Marissa Tomei, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci.
Nicolas Cage, nay Coppola, his real name is Nicolas Coppola, and Uncle Francis Ford Coppola, and cousin Sophia Coppola.
Why are you saying Coppola? It's Coppola.
Coppola in the U.S.
All right.
Coppola. Ray Romano, Quentin Tarantino, Ulf. Frankie Sinatra, Danny Bonaduce from one of my favorite TV shows, The Partridge Family, Thea Leone,
Leah Remini, I Love You, Tony Danza, Danny DeVito, Mira Sorvino, Mark Ruffalo, John Bon Jovi,
James Gandolfini, and most of the cast members of The Sopranos, but PSA, not all Italians are gangsters and not all gangsters are Italian. Steve Buscemi, Maria Bello, Stanley Tucci,
Isabella Rossellini, my first girl crush.
Who is your first boy crush?
Prince, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Joey Fatone, my husband.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a picture. I have a picture with him. Bobby Cannavale from Nine Perfect Strangers, if you saw that. And Vincent D'Onofrio. He's one of my favorite actors, too. We don't see enough of him anymore.
I think he is a victim of weight discrimination, frankly. I think he gained a significant amount of weight, and then all of a sudden, he's not in any movies.
Yeah, then they shut down Law and Order.
Right. Why should that be? People gain weight.
But then he came back, and I think he was in Gotham.
Yes, he was in Gotham.
He was really good in that, but he's getting parts. He's a great actor. I really miss Criminal Intent.
I do too.
But as an aside, Law and Order Organized Crime is amazing. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
So good. All right, now we will pick our favorite Italian names. Mel, you go first.
Well, we joke all the time about Luna being my favorite name, but really, it's quite up there. I think that it is a great crossover name from, it could be used in any country, and does not just sound like a usurped Italian name.
True.
I also like the name Giovanni, and know a sweet little boy with that name. I think Joe, G-I-O, or Jojo, G-I-O-G-I-O, are great nicknames, and you could even go with Vani or Vance.
Those are great picks. Now, I've always loved Gianna, G-I-A-N-N-A, or Giulia, G-I-U-L-I-A, with the G spellings. For boys, I love Raffaello. I just think that's romantic. And I really always wanted to name a boy Vito. Ever since I was like a teenager, and mom made fun of me because of that. And she said it was too tough and she couldn't imagine a baby named Vito, but it means life. So it's perfect. And speaking of tough names, my doggy's name when I adopted him was Rocco, an Italian name, R-O-C-C-O. But he was just such a love bug. I changed it to the English Roscoe.
All right. Our Facebook groupies weighed in on their favorites. Selena says that she has a 5-year-old named Lorenzo and his brother's name is Fiorello.
Which is a musical and also the surname of a great opera tenor.
AC Lee said she likes Fiorella.
I like that too. My podcasting pal Ray Vex said he knew a cool Italian woman named Violetta and always thought that was a great name.
AC said some celeb kids' names are Isabetta, Karina, Lucia, Adelina. Oh, Adelina is Boston Rob and Amber Mariano's baby. And then there are Kobe's daughters, Natalia, Gianna, Bianca, and Capri.
Marilyn says her friend Dino was named for Dean Martin, whose birth name was Dino Paul Crocetti.
Bella Brianna says she has a nephew named Luca, and she's always loved the name Chiara.
I do, too. Nikki said her great-grandparents were Angelina, nicknamed Lena, and Saverio. Other family names were Carmel, Calitana, Felici, and Luigi.
Hey, nobody said Mario.
That's true.
Stop right there. That is one of my best impersonations, is Luigi from Nintendo calling for Mario.
Okay, I'm so proud of you. Okay.
I'm very proud of that. Thank you.
Join us in our Facebook group to discuss your favorite Italian names and let us know if we missed any that you love. Go to facebook.com/groups/babynamespodcast.
And now it's time for Celebrity Baby News.
Grey's Anatomy star Scott Speedman announced the birth of his baby girl. He and partner Lindsay Ray Hoffman welcomed their baby on October 26th and named her Pfeiffer Lucia, or Lucia, Speedman after she was born at home. It will be interesting to see how Pfeiffer is welcomed as a girl's name. Now, Pfeiffer actually is an occupational name from Germany, meaning piper. You know, like musical pipe, piper.
Pied Piper.
Right. Pied Pfeiffer.
There you go. Amara La Negra from Love & Hip Hop Miami is pregnant with twins. Mm. They will be her rainbow babies. Amara's given name is Diana Danelis de los Santos. I point that out because I think Danelis is a beautiful name, and that can take the place of she who will not be named from Game of Thrones.
Daenerys. Yeah, nobody's naming their kid Khaleesi anymore after the last season.
Nope.
Aaron Carter and partner Melanie Martin have announced why they will be naming their baby Prince Lyric Carter. In an interview with TMZ, Aaron reveals he had a close relationship with, okay, Michael Jackson, who called himself the King of Pop, and I guess Aaron identifies as the Prince of Pop, or did at the time. As you know, I am not a fan of title or exalted names, and this one seems just a little bit odd. Mel, what do you think?
Skip it. I think people should watch a documentary if they have the nerve and decide for themselves.
Oh, on Michael Jackson?
Definitely, definitely, definitely a disturbing documentary.
Finding yes. Neverland on HBO.
We all know there's great controversy around Michael Jackson and children. And even yeah. if he did not act inappropriately with children, it would be a terrible choice because everyone believes he has. Yeah. I say come up with something different. I would even prefer using the initials MJ as an homage versus Prince.
Prince should be an homage to Prince.
Right.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Which was his real name.
I know. Broadway actors Kyle Dean Massey and Taylor Fry have announced the arrival of their first child. They made a video with the actors and their surrogate, Katie Mason, welcoming the new baby girl into the world on Halloween. Her name is Rafa, R-A-F-A, Massey Fry. Rafa is a cute name.
It definitely is. Just in time for Christmas movie season, Hallmark star Jen Lilly is pregnant. Mm. This will be the fourth child for Jen and her husband Jason. The first two children were half-brothers they adopted from foster care, Caden and Jeffrey. In 2019, they shared a biological child whom they named Julie Evangeline. In true Hallmark fashion, she found an ornament in a Christmas tree announcing the arrival for baby Wayne, May 2022.
Wayne? Former Miss Universe Jennifer Hawkins and husband Jake Wall have welcomed their second child together. They chose a rock star name, Hendrix. And Hendrix was born on October 21st and was premature, but according to mom, he is now doing so well and is healthy and strong. This baby is joined by older sister Frankie Violet, the couple's two-year-old daughter.
That's a tough name.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to cross her on the playground.
Cristiano Ronaldo and partner Georgina Rodriguez are expecting twins. Cristiano is a professional soccer player who is often considered the best soccer player of all time. Cristiano has other children from previous relationships, including Cristiano Jr., Matteo, and Eva. Matteo and Eva were also twins, just like these new babies. Cristiano did not name the mothers of his first three children.
Okay, One Tree Hill alum Jamie Chung has announced that she and her husband, Brian Greenberg, had twins. The couple had not shared what they were expecting, so it was a surprise. They also have not shared any details, so we will keep you updated once we know more of the deets.
Fashion designer and reality star Angel Brinks has announced her pregnancy. Star of the Basketball Wives LA, she is welcoming the baby with fellow reality star Rockstar, R-O-C-C-S-T-A-R-R, also known as Leon Youngblood Jr., who stars in Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Seems like a lot of reality babies are being born this year.
Definitely. Rapper Eve is expecting her first child with her husband Maximilian Cooper, who is already a father of four, but the baby is due in February 2022.
Nicely done. Musician and former Glee star Darren Criss is going to be a dad with his wife Mia Swire. The baby is due spring 2022. Don't have much more.
Oh, I love Darren Criss so much. If you haven't seen the biopic on Versace, you have to. He is amazing.
Is he the bad guy?
Yes.
I want to see it.
Another fave of mine is Lance Bass of NSYNC fame. Lance has welcomed twins with husband Michael Turchin. Firstborn was Alexander James, and then a minute later, out popped Violet Betty. Congratulations. Lots of twins to announce this celebrity baby news.
Lastly, we want to wish Whitney Port and her husband Tim Rosenman all the blessings in the world for a healthy pregnancy. She's had two pregnancies and a chemical miscarriage, and she just started having complications for her current pregnancy. We know this can be heartbreaking news for all of her family and those of us who have experienced similar complications. We're sending you healing thoughts your way.
Sticky vibes, sticky vibes. And now our last segment, letters from you, our listeners. I'll take the first one. It's from Jenna. She says, thanks for the great show. I love so many of your episodes, like Names from Space and Names from Star Trek. It's really so unique. Thank you. I'm afraid, though, that I'm picking some very bad baby names. Wait, I can't stop giggling. Okay. I'm attracted to names such as Xarok, Z-A-R-O-K, Nyx, N-Y-X, Lysander, and Xavier. My friends often make fun of my name choices, and I'm questioning if there are similarities between the names. Is this just a phase, or is my taste really as bad as my friends say? Sincerely, Jenna.
Well, I think that there's one major problem if you start out the list with Xarok. Xarok. That is an awful name. I don't know what this name is, but it's a name that should not be used. Z-A-R-O-K.
Is that a made-up name? Is it a... I have to look it up.
Because no one wants to sound like an alien from Star Trek.
So there's a Xarok, Z-A-R-A-K, which is Pakistani. And there's a Zarek, Z-A-R-E-K, which is a diminutive form of Balthazar in Polish, but there isn't really a Xarok. There's a Zorik, but not a Xarok. So that sounds like a made-up sci-fi name.
It does. Now, Nyx, I don't think that's the end of the world, N-Y-X.
I knew a snake named Nyx.
What does it mean?
Night.
Oh, okay. There's Lysander, which is an old Shakespearean name, and Xavier, which I think is a perfectly fine normal name. So I don't think that there's similarities between these names. I just think you need to smack out Xarok.
Yeah, Nyx is not bad. I mean, it's not common as a baby name. I've seen it as a pet name. Lysander is becoming a little more popular. Xavier is pretty trending. It's just, yeah, that Xarok is not going to work. Okay, Jenna. So you're not really terrible.
Who is Nixie Knox?
It was in Dr. Seuss's ABCs.
Okay, so Nixie is a name too.
All right, you take the second one.
All right. Hey, ladies. I thought you might know the answer to this question since you are the name sisters. Okay. Once you have your baby, how long do you have before you need to name it? Is it that day that they are born, a week, a month? Sincerely, Jessica.
Okay, I have the answer to this, which is not really an answer. So the answer all depends on your state, your province, or your country. Here in the U.S., according to some states, you might have up to 2 weeks after the baby is born. But to find out for sure, either your OB-GYN should know or the staff in the natal unit in the hospital will know, because they usually file the paperwork on your behalf, and they're going to want you to pick a name before you leave the hospital, but you do not have to. If you have a home birth, you'll want to then contact your State Department of Health to apply for a birth certificate, and they will also let you know how long you have. But it's usually at least a couple days after the baby's born.
Yeah, but in my humble opinion, and yes, I'm
not
humble.
Not so humble opinion.
Okay, in my not so humble opinion, I think that not naming your baby at least within the first 2 days is doing a disservice. A lot of times.
To whom? A disservice to whom?
To the baby. A lot of times.
They don't know.
Can I finish?
Okay.
A lot of times waiting is indicative of the parents not being sure what they want to name their baby.
Of course it's indicative of that.
Right. But the problem is, if you get 2 days, then you're going to want 4 days, then a week, then 3 weeks, and then six weeks. And then, just like many of our people do, or some people write us in and say, then they want to change the baby's name.
Because they felt rushed, you mean?
Let's just stick by boundaries. Make a name at least by the day of birth, if possibly the day after, and be done with it.
Well, I knew for sure Miranda was going to be Miranda, but in the slight chance that she was a boy, we had chosen Alexander Joseph, or AJ, and I thought that was pretty cute. Because, you know, we have all the family ties names in our family, so I had to choose Alex. Okay, that's the episode. Don't forget to join us in our Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search for Baby Names Podcast. And if you have something to say or feedback or a letter for us, the Baby Names Sisters, write us at podcast@babynames.com. Bye, Mal. Love you. Love the fam. Love our baby.
Love you too. We love our fam.
And we love the fans too.
Definitely.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye.